Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and you're listening to AIR, and I am so grateful that you are. I welcome you this wonderful Thursday night. Tonight we have Shelley Wu as our guest. She is a Chinese astrologer who has written many, many best-selling books, Chinese Astrologer, exploring the Eastern Zodiac, Chinese Sexual Astrology, and so many others. She also is a teacher of Chinese and Mesoamerican astrology at the International Academy of Astrology. And her website is ChineseAstrology.com. Welcome, Shelley. How are you doing on this wonderful night?
Oh, I'm just doing great. Thanks, Jen. It's a beautiful snowy evening up here.
The moon is really bright down here. It's like really must be very close to the full moon, which I guess is on Monday.
I'm not sure when that is.
So, yes, I just looked down on my calendar, and it says full moon in Libra. This is the year of the tiger, and you were on in February talking about the year of the tiger as it had just started. Is there anything that people should be knowing about what's going on right now with this wonderful year of the tiger?
Well, as we suspected it was going to be a tumultuous one. As we've seen some drama, some Earth having some tantrums and things of that nature. So that could continue. The metal element of this year is fighting the wood element that's contained within the year of the tiger itself. So we've got a little bit of a clash going on right now. Do you notice the entertainment industry is just, everything is still very unforgiving, the economy, and a little soft right now, the entertainment industry is going crazy right now. And that is very characteristic of tiger years, especially metal tiger years. The last metal tiger year we had was 60 years ago. As you know, the Chinese astrology cycles run in 60-year cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of interesting things happen 60 years ago. Charles Schulz went public with something called Peanuts with Charlie Brown and things of that nature. Cinderella was released, which was the longest-running movie at the time. It was very successful, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So tiger years tend to be very good for the performing arts. So if you're involved or you have not been involved for a while in some community drama or some stage production, this is an awfully good time to do it, a very fun time, and you may enjoy that right now.
Awesome. So tonight you said you were going to do readings. What exactly is entailed in the kind of reading you will be doing tonight?
Well, what I can do without, taking time to do more complicated calculations, what I can do is point out some of the big pictures, some of the karmic connections, as I like to call them, that may be in your life. You may have some questions regarding interaction with other people or another person. I might be able to shed some light on that. Our birth year tends to reflect our character and our temperament. And our character is that those choices that we make in life, our actual behavior, our disposition, perhaps you could say. And our temperament is what I deal with a lot, and that is the predispositions, beginning with the 12 animal archetypes, and as going down in detail to the Destiny Palace in the Zue chart, and things of that nature. But what I can do quickly is I can shed a little light on, like I say, the big picture. And, of course, any relationship can work with enough understanding and tolerance, but some flow a little easier than others. And I may be able to shed some light on some frictions and some natural oppositions and some character traits that tend to show up in generalities in the signs. That's what I can do for tonight.
Excellent. Well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and say the phone number is 888-815-9756. If you'd like to call in with your question, you are welcome to call in at any time. And we might as well just give them an example by using mine. And it's 62.
Right. That's there's a tiger year. That's the water tiger year. Each sign repeats every 12 years in the 12-year cycle. The specific combination of sign and one of the five Chinese elements occurs only once every 60 years. And 1962 was the year of the water tiger. So you are knowing, if you know Chinese astrology, that would tell you a little bit about Jennifer. It would tell you that she is a very brave girl, that she does not shrink from difficult projects, and she likes to take charge, and she's one that you can look to be a leader. The water element with the tiger is a beautiful combination because the tiger contains wood, and the water nurtures and feeds the wood in the tiger sign itself. So you see a lot of softening with the tiger, who generally is right up front, front and center. You see a lot of the religious teachers and people who like to point out the deeper things in life. But yet in a leadership capacity, the tiger is always a leader and always likes to be in charge. They're very responsible for protection of others, and that they take that very seriously. But the water element is an empathetic, feeling, intuitive influence on the tiger. So that tells you a little about Jen.
Yes, and I will agree that I'm very empathetic.
Yes. That's the water element.
Yes.
The tiger, especially the tiger female, the tigresses are extremely protective of their friends and loved ones. They're in that triangle, very tight, what I call the peanut butter and jelly auspicious combinations, the trines. It's in the trine with the dog and the horse, who are also very, very much that way, do define themselves very much by the care that they take of other people and the protection and direction that they provide. So,
excellent. The other thing I wanted to go over, and you list on your website, ChineseAstrology.com, about the year of the tiger, and you give a general overview of what is going on and what is some of the symbols you say is respectful, military saluting of honor. The colors are purple, white, and silver. Now, is that always for tiger? Because I'm always getting those colors associated with me. Is that generally good colors for tigers?
Well, it is the color of royalty. The white and the silver reflects the metal element of the year. And the tiger, of course, containing wood, primarily the wood element, that would be the colors of green and of foliage and of the forest. But in this particular instance, it's open to interpretation, and that's my own interpretation of the reflection of a metal tiger here.
So the other things that you mention on here is that the critical time will be in the spring.
Right, exactly, because, again, containing the wood element, these last couple of months have been a little rough. We could expect, we're coming into a dragon month of April. Not only is each year, but also each month is assigned a combination of element and animal sign, as well as the day and hours of the day. So we're coming out of a rabbit, which is a really very peaceful, the last couple of weeks. It's been tumultuous in a different kind of way. The rabbit tends to, as the goat, tends to get ill easily with jostling and upset and environmental insults. And you see the rabbit influence, a lot of this, the health care and all of the health issues coming to a crescendo in the rabbit month here. But we're coming into a dragon month. And that is, the dragon contains the element of earth. And it is combining with this tiger year. So this coming month could be a dramatic time. And dragons rule the cosmos. They rule the universe. And they also are very unpredictable as well. Being meant to be in the public eye, we could see some dramatic occurrences in the month of April. Not necessarily negative, however enough to get attention. So everybody just hold on. It's going to pass here.
What month is the month of Tiger then? Was that February?
Yes, February. Mm-hmm. February. And it's very peculiar because the tiger is the third sign of the zodiac. But it begins with the rats as sign number one. But the first month of the Chinese year is February, you know, beginning with Lin Chen on the 4th or 5th of February, depending. So the first month is February. So if you go back, that tells you the month before. That would be the second sign of the ox, ruling January. And then one more month, the sign of the rat, ruling the month of December. And this is a lot of how forecasting is done. Because if you know these connections, your trines, your soulmates, your oppositions, your working things out, your in-kind signs, you can also get a feel for forecasting. And because, as I said, each month, each day, and each two-hour period in a 24-hour day is in one of these combinations. And that is many times how we forecast, or at least get a general ballpark climate, is by doing that.
So is it a really good time? So if the month is, say, dragon, and the day is a dragon day, and the hour is a dragon, is that a really good moment if you're a dragon?
Not necessarily. Again, it depends on other things in your chart. We can make, you know, generalities with the year signs and all. I'll be completely upfront with you. There's an example on current events and the tiger year regarding the terrible earthquake that we had down in South America. And it happened, there's very interesting, it was on a monkey day, which is the opposition, direct opposition with the tiger. It is the most combatant at this time. It's the monkey things that I'm the most concerned about. The day of the earthquake, of course, we were in a tiger year. It was a monkey day during monkey hours, and everything just lined up in a kind of nasty kind of way, and it just kind of triggered things off. And I don't generally go into that area, especially with difficult or catastrophic events. I have in the past, and it's been unnerving, so I do stay away from that. But in hindsight, I see nothing wrong with pointing it out. The facts are the facts, and anyone can see the information involved and make their own, come to their own conclusion.
Right, but that's pretty amazing.
Yes, I It takes a lot to drop my jaw these days. I've done a lot of reports, and that one did. My significant people saw that one rattle me pretty good when I realized I was a little concerned about it, but I don't like to be the dogs. We have to worry about being the prophet of doom a lot of times because we worry a lot and worry about foes behind every corner. So I tend to play things down and not try to anticipate problems, but I am also very watchful, and I also am aware of it, of them, and when risk times are. Question, when are the monkey times this year? Well, you can look in the Tongshu or on the site I post what, you know, what the animal sign of the day it is. You can keep track of it on a daily basis. I always point out the clashes to the day and the clashes to the year and the clashes to the month. The month of August is ruled by the sign of the monkey. So we will want to be extremely cautious during the month of August, particularly on monkey-ruled days, during the monkey-ruled hours, which are between 1 and 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So we'll just stay, hang loose, as they say, and keep our eyes open and always be prepared for the good and the bad.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens. We may have a calm month. Monkey may be laughing at us all.
Well in the other astrology, other ways, well, planetarily wise, the 1st of August, there are 5 planets lining up.
Ah, in Western astrology.
Yes.
That's very interesting. And that's the first, and does that, how long does that continue?
To be quite honest, I was just so floored that 5 planets were really going to be lining up so, really, literally in a straight line. And they said it's going to be a huge day of transformation and transition.
That's interesting.
And it will be very interesting to see what happens on the 1st of August. But August has always been, and now I understand why, has always been, at least in Western astrology, there's always been some kind of transit or aspect or something where it definitely causes a lot of people to have big aha moments or really strong things happening, you know, to like the rug being pulled out from them.
Would that be the Leo fire influence,
yes,
perhaps?
Yes, that's definitely part of it.
In Chinese astrology, I don't know if I mentioned this, but in Chinese astrology, the year is divided into 12, sometimes 13 lunar months. We speak in terms of, well, when we say, instead of saying Leo or Virgo, it will be an eighth moon dog or a ninth moon rabbit, and those terms. And that would tell a Chinese astrologer an eighth moon that you're referring to the sign of Leo. And that is significant because, as I mentioned before, there are many different types of dogs. It's just one large category. There's a big difference between a Chihuahua and a pit bull. However, they're both canines, and mm-hmm. they both have certain things they share in common. And again, these flavorings, a Leo tiger is a completely different creature than a Pisces tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So it is salient. And my good friend Suzanne White, of course, she is the queen of combining the Western and the Eastern.
Yes.
And she is a tiger as well. She's a 1938 Earth tiger. And she combines the two quite masterfully, and there is a difference, definitely.
She really, I do have her book, and yes, it's very interesting how she has combined them both.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
In her book, I don't sound very nice.
Well, now Suzanne, now here's the tiger, here's the element influence. Yeah. Now here we have. I have my beloved sister-in-law was born 1962, as yourself, and is a water tiger. Also has a children's ministry, and is a spiritual teacher, spiritual teacher. She has the softness of the tiger with the water element. Suzanne is more here and now. She is all about stability, the earth element, which represents the adult period of life. No nonsense. She tells it the way it is. Tigers can be extremely verbally candid.
Yes.
They're very forthright. Very forthright individuals. So
direct and blunt.
Yes. And some are more diplomatic than others. And again, these are choices, too, because we both are a combination of light and of darkness, and it is our free will. We're given certain temperaments and characteristics and are shaped by our environment. We also have that choice whether to take the high road or reflect our essence in more negative ways. So
yes.
But yes, Suzanne, bless her heart. She's a dear,
but,
dear person.
No, it's just I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm already blunt by the Sag, and then you add the tiger on top of that. Really?
It is. Yeah, her birthday is actually it's November 22nd, so she's right. She's right there. She's right on the cusp of the very end. Of Scorpio in the very beginning day. I'm not, we have to ask what some of our Western friends about that November 22nd, if they would consider that Sag or Scorpio.
I consider that a Sag.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah, just Sag because the 20th is actually the last day of Scorpio.
Awesome.
It's right on the cusp. So, to me,
my tiger sister knows.
You know, for me, hey, that's what I call it. But she really is on the cusp because I always give it 3 days, so she might have a lot of the feelings and the aspects of the Scorpio, but to me, she really is kind of the...
Barbed.
Yeah.
Verbal barbed, yes, indeed.
Yes. But I read that and I just started laughing and I said, well... Obviously, there's some things I need to get over and rise above. So it was kind of funny. Now, we do have Joni from Las Vegas on the phone, and she was born in 52. Hi, Joni. How are you?
Hi, Jen. I'm doing fine.
Hi, Joni.
I love the astrologer you have on tonight.
Hi, Joni. Nice to meet you.
What
month in 1952?
Pardon me?
What month in 1952?
June 25th, 19.
Oh, you're a full-on water dragon.
Yes.
My goodness. Do you have a question or anything? What's going on in your life
right now? I just want to know, you know, I'm in my 7 year numerologically, and I just wanted to know how this year was going to go for me as a dragon.
As a dragon. Again, you know, dragon is yang, and it is a yang year with the tiger year. There's generally a little bit of a power struggle between the tiger and the dragon, but it's nothing they can't handle. They can work together. Just be cautious of being too impulsive or too impetuous, making decisions too rapidly, think things through. Very, very carefully before you make decisions on things. Basically, make your financial planning early in the year. There may be some travel involved for you this year, but it's not really a good time for you to travel. People are going to want you to, but it's probably not a real good time for you to. Be very careful. I'm trying to be diplomatic about saying that. Be very, very careful this year about leaking important information. You may be privy to secrets and to inside information. And dragons are extremely outspoken. Again, a very forthright, very forward-moving sign. So be extremely cautious not to accidentally spill the beans in some way. That's my advice for you this year.
Oh, well, wow. Would that be a job then, basically?
It could be in anything. I would have to look. I'd have to look at your chart in more in depth to see which area it is, which life palace it could affect. But in general, it's so easy, you know, to just open the hair and it comes out. And
did you say not to travel this year?
Pardon me?
Did you say not to travel this year? That traveling is not good for me this year?
Yes, not necessarily. Not that it's dangerous, but that it's kind of, it could be frustrating and unproductive, meaning delays, lost items, locking yourself out of the car, that sort of irritation.
Okay.
Nothing catastrophic, but more irritating than anything else.
Okay. Well, I want to continue listening to you on the radio and what you have to say about this year also, because you've been extremely interesting.
Thank you.
And thank you for, you know, just giving me a little basic thing to go by. I really appreciate it.
You're
and
so
I
welcome.
I love listening to Jen, too. She's a great lady.
Isn't she fun?
Okay.
She's wonderful.
Oh, I really think
thank
she
you.
Puts on some great people. She just has a really great show.
Awesome.
I listen to her
much.
A lot. Thank you again.
You're so
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
So that is it generally for the water dragon this year they need to be careful and cautious about travel?
Well, it's the dragon in general. Now, her sign being a water sign and the metal element of this year is very, very compatible. Water and metal are extremely compatible and help each other out in the element courses. And also the dragon is yang. A dragon can always hold their own. They are extremely competent. I would say they are every bit as competent as the tiger, maybe even more so at times. But they're very, very strong signs. So I don't worry about my dragons too much because they have a sense, an otherworldly sense.
Mm-hmm.
They are not of this world in a lot of ways, and they excel in utopian future thinking. So they're really capable of seeing the big picture. So they're very resilient for that reason. Very long lives. It is the sign of longevity as well.
Hmm.
So they generally land on their feet pretty good.
So
they're not one of the weaker signs that I, you know, worry about succumbing to pressure too much. They push back.
Yeah. They have the weight for it. So you is there sister. Anything for tigers that they need to be cautious of, or is this just basically a pretty okay year for them?
Oh, it is a good year for tigers. Spending. Be very, very careful with the temptation to overspend this year. That
yeah.
sort of thing. And again, being an impulsive, impetuous, not thinking things through fully, that sort of thing. But be real careful with the spending in particular.
Yeah. Know that one well.
Yes.
So, dragons and tigers basically get along pretty well, don't they?
Well, it depends on their capacity. I know a tigers and dragon. I know a tiger-dragon couple that has been married for 60 years, have
wow.
raised 5 children together, and started and ran a business together for 40 of those years. So it can work. The problem is that the dragon tends to exhaust the tiger. The tiger is always up to a challenge, and they don't back down. They're very active anyway. And the dragon tends to have very high standards for themselves and for others. And they can be very demanding of tigers because they sense that they are capable individuals. So they can tend to run the tiger around pretty good.
So according to your chart, the soulmate for Tiger is Pig, correct?
Yes, that's correct. You know, outside of the trines, which are the equivalent, the eastern equivalent to Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo, the
right.
same trine combination, the outside of the trines that are so compatible, there is the soulmate. And that's the one sign to each of the 12 archetypes that their soulmate tends to fall into. And these are very, very special relationships. And when you start getting into the idiosyncrasies of the various signs and the archetypes, the year signs, it starts to make more sense. Because on the surface it would seem, oh my goodness, what does the yin, the resigned, gentle, honest, Boy Scout of a pig see with the forward-moving, always-on-the-go Yang Tiger? Everything. They're the soulmates to each other. The pig is the sign that is not threatened. It's really the only sign that the tiger can really be as capable as they really are, especially the women. It's so tragic to see the tiger women have to be less than they are because they're threatening to their partner.
Oh, yeah.
and with the pig, the sweet pig, they do not, they are resigned to human nature, to the way things are. They never push themselves ahead at another's expense. They truly can enjoy the tiger's success. They are truly tickled to death, as they say. They're just pleased. Just as they enjoy it just as much as if it was their own success. So the gentle, quiet, it's that kind of long-suffering, quiet type that just, you know, just beaming in the back room watching the tiger go and be as big as they can be. So that's a good example of a soulmate connection.
Excellent. And we have Betsy, who is June of 1960 on line two. Hi, Betsy.
Hello.
And just so you know,
Cheryl's on at nine.
This is my sister, actually.
Hi, Betsy.
Hello.
How are you? You were born in June of 1960?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's a metal rat, a mouse. Oh, thrifty one.
Thrifty?
Okay, come on.
Well,
okay.
The rat pantry. There's generally food in the pantry. There's generally a food.
Okay.
Thing. Their essence is concealment. They always have a backup plan. And they're survivors. They're yang. They're in forward motion. Most of them have writing talent. Do you journal at all, Betsy?
Not enough. That's one thing that Jen's been encouraging me to keep doing so I get even better at it.
Yes.
I don't journal enough, and they're definitely, I need to get better at the writing.
Yeah, that would be such a help, such a good natural fit for you. I think you'd be surprised. And just get it out. Just get the body of work out. Don't worry about so much going back and having it perfect or anything. Just get it out. Just get the work out.
Okay. And as far as career other than writing, what else should I be looking at?
Well, rats are organizational geniuses, and they excel in scrutiny and order, and being critics, spotting the chink in the armor. That's the rat that will spot it. They are experts at living unseen. They're experts at being invisible if they need to being very out of the way or hidden. It said that they, once they acquire a certain age, they acquire the gift of prophecy. So this is a very spiritual sign as well.
Okay. Okay.
Now, does that mean Betsy's very good at, like, observation?
Yes, observation, handling details that other people have missed.
That sort of thing.
Right, organizing, helping to clean out the clutter. And so the problem is that rats are either one of two things. They tend to either be putting things away for a rainy day, kind of farm pack rat mentality, or they're extremely thrifty and everything is very neat and tidy. It's usually one extreme or the other with them. But they tend to be very good at organization in general, very intelligent,
okay.
Eclectic sign.
Now, her husband, Betsy, when's Rick's birthday again?
March 18th, 1960.
Oh, he's a rat, too. Okay. Well, he's a rat as well. So two rats get along fairly well. That it's interesting with the same sign combinations. Some of them work well together and others don't. The two rats is one that can work. It's like a little tea party. They like to talk and through the midnight hour and that sort of thing. They're very good company for each other. But two signs, for instance, two tigers, that's a serious power struggle. Two roosters is not a good situation. Two goats is a financial disaster. We need a serious CPA to sort that out.
And hopefully they're not in CPA.
You had said I was a metal rat. What is he?
He's a metal and born in 1960 as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is also a metal rat as well. Now,
okay.
I would have to. He has a different month pillar and probably a different day master and hour pillar as well. So this is where we start getting much more specific. There are many, many different combinations of rats, even born in the year, metal year. We can do the Zouai chart, et cetera.
So overall, is this a good business year for her?
Frankly, not really. The tiger and the rat have a very interesting relationship together. They're drawn together very, very often. They're put together in families often together. They have a rather interesting relationship. I can't say that it is particularly positive. It can be antagonistic at times. They're both so different. That they're fascinating to each other. And that's how they get hooked up in a love relationship. And then reality hits. The tiger is just too independent, is just gone too much. And the rat wants to stay at home, wants to, you know, kind of stay pretty close to the hearth. And the tiger is out having a life. So in a relationship, generally what happens is the tiger and the rat grow apart over the years. My dear sister-in-law that I talk about, my 62 sister-in-law, had the great misfortune to be married to my dear brother, who was born in 1960, who was a metal rat. And they suffered through for 26 years.
Wow.
26 years of unmitigated misery. It's not
stubborn.
They both laugh about it. They have a good humor about it. But they had enough in common. She's an operatic soprano performer. He is a fabulous musician. Rats many times are very, very talented musically, as well as with writing talent. And this brought them together, their love of music. And then once they were together, they realized the rat is so sensitive. They get their feelings hurt, and they're very, very sensitive. And the tiger tends to be a little more brash and steps on the rat, and it's not well received, and that's when the problems start. So, again, any combination can really work, but some of them have a little more challenges than others. Those are two signs together that will have more challenges.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Thank you very much, Betsy. We have another caller.
Thank you.
So have a good night.
Bye.
And we have Susan from Mount Shasta, and it is October of 1950. Susan?
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
October of 1950, that's a metal tiger year.
A metal tiger, huh?
Yes.
This is your year.
That's right. Here you go.
Oh, good. I was hoping that was the case. I've been waiting a long time for my year.
And you're going to have every moment of it, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Of course, as a dog lady, I absolutely adore tigers, but I don't like to play favorites. But I like you already. This is going to be a really commanding year for you. This is your year. Not only that, but you have completed a grand cycle of 60 years. And this is really a special year for you. Financial wealth is within your reach. I don't know what avenue that could come from. Might have to look a little deeper into things, but expect that with this metal element, bringing in the monetary situation. Be very, very careful of your spending. When you get the little windfall, be careful of it not burning a hole in your pocket, and put it away where you want it. When you are in trouble, there will always be someone there for you this year. There will be someone to extend a helping hand to you. So just don't fret when things come up, because things will resolve themselves. There will be a benefactor involved, and there will be someone to offer a hand for you.
Okay. That's great. Thank you.
Sure. Susan, do you have any questions that you wanted to ask?
She kind of just said that it wasn't possible, but I was trying to, I'm right at a point where I want to line up with what I'm supposed to do to get, you know, get aligned with what I'm meant to do, because things are starting to fall into place a little more. But I'm right at a point where I guess I'm looking for the place to put my focus.
For your focus this year. Well, you have completed, you are now entering back into the wood phase of your life. And this represents the first 12 years of your life. You are back in the wood phase. This is why so many people, they do not retire at age 60. They get new lives, new careers, sometimes new families. Everything, you go back into the creative, almost a birth, new birth stage. And that is the exciting time that you're in right now. This is a new birth for you, a new beginning, a new time of new, fresh, creative. The wood element rules creativity, the muse of this life. So this is a really beautiful time for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Susan.
Take
is there
care.
Anything else?
Not unless she has something to add. That's a lot of really nice information. I appreciate it.
Sure, take care.
Thank you, Susan.
You. Bye, Jen.
Bye.
Zaijin.
Now, it's kind of interesting that somebody who is actually a metal tiger called in.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm so excited for her. Seriously, what a beautiful time of her life starting right now. Her next 12 years are going to be the best ever for her. And,
excellent. That's awesome.
I just feel a real sense of excitement for her life. She's a lot of new stuff for her. New childhood.
And we have now Cheryl, and it's March of 1954. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
54. Oh, she's a horse. Hello, she's a communicator.
Hi.
I love horse women.
I knew I was a horse, and I wonder, my relationship with my husband, he's November, also 1954, and we're always butting heads.
Oh, my goodness. That has got to be like a debate team right
there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Now that's some lively discussion right there, two wood horses. Both extremely creative, an element of wood. Both horses, the horse itself contains the element of fire. Wood and fire together, these two are an absolute delight, an absolute handful. Just wonderful. I would love to be privy to some of your discussions.
It must be the life of the party, too.
I can imagine. I know, I love them. I love them. They're so wonderful. They just be prepared. Yes, they have places to go, people to see, things to say. They prefer to, you know, to give the speeches rather than sit and listen to them. And you can't blame
them
for that.
Pulling him along into the fifth dimension. He's kicking and screaming.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is going to be a particularly good year for both of you.
Thank you.
The horses have really, really taken it on the face the last couple of years. They have lived to tell, as I like to say, through not only their opposition, the rat year of 08, but they lived through the ox year, their combatant of 09. And the poor horses, they're just battered and bruised, and they've just, they're really, really coming back. They're really coming into their own this year. They're in a serious harmony trine with the tiger.
Very good.
You
thank
go, girl.
Thank you so much. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So this
now
has been...
Now that's a party. You and her and myself.
Yes.
We could have a really, really nice discussion, I think.
Yes, it would definitely be lively.
Yeah, it would. Yes, definitely would.
Now, I mean, it's because it's a trine, correct?
Yes, it is a trine. And again, for our Western friends, it would be the equivalent of Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces, Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus, Aries, Sag, and Leo, the fire signs.
Right.
So that gives you an idea of what the trines look like, if you know what those patterns look like on a wheel. That is the pattern, the same harmonious, interesting, that the two systems are different and share that in common. It's a harmonious pattern, as are the squares in Western difficult vibrations. Those are the patterns that the oppositions and the combatants fall in Chinese astrology, is what would be considered. You know, so they do have a lot of similarities between the
now,
systems.
Now, what is tomorrow's energy like?
Tomorrow is a pig day. Today is a wood dog day. So it is a creative day, which tells you that the soulmate to the dog is the rabbit. It's a good day for rabbits. Good day for tigers, good day for horses, little rough day for the dragons, the opposition, terrible day for the roosters generally, but they rise above it. Tomorrow is a pig day. So tomorrow, as I mentioned, the essence of the pig is resignation. Think the Dalai Lama or your neighborhood Eagle Scout. These are the pigs of the zodiac. And they are very, very gentle. They're the peacemakers. They're lovers, not fighters. So tomorrow should be a fairly peaceful day.
The reason why I ask, because tomorrow in Western astrology, we have the sun conjunct Pluto.
Ah.
So, I mean, that's like transformation. So I was just wondering if, I guess, being... the pig is going to be a little more gentler and just resign and surrender. to whatever the transformation is. It would be a lot easier that way.
It would. Well, as I mentioned, the pig is the soulmate to the tiger. So tomorrow is an extremely harmonious day to the year itself. It's very,
very,
very harmonious. And we are still in a rabbit month. The rabbit is in trine with the pig, the goat, the rabbit. And the pig are in trine. So we're, this tomorrow should be a fairly good day, Chinese astrology-wise, because we've got the soulmate to the tiger, which is the pig. Could be a day for romance, love. If you want to propose, tomorrow would be a good day to do it, guys. But it should be a good day also because we're still in a rabbit month, which is good with the pig, and it tends to be a little more gentle. A more gentle sign.
Now, I have a question from Zeth. And what is the soulmate for a goat?
Oh, the goat is the horse. Yeah, is the sign just before it. It is the active horse. The goat is yin, the artistic goat. And the horse is being yang. The goat and the horse encompass the life palace of sexuality. The horse is the ultimate yang, masculine sexuality force,
mm-hmm.
male or female, and the goat is the personification of the yin receiving feminine night force. Goat men are extremely sensitive psychically. Many of them are musicians, performers, the roaming minstrels in this world. They have to have creativity. They have to have a loose environment to be able to express themselves. Montessori schools are very good for goat children in that way. If they can stand on their head, they can maybe do a better math problem, generally, or something. It's the horse, and that is, if something goes wrong with these soulmate connections, they can be very difficult to get over.
Mm-hmm.
They are that tight in connection. That generally tends to be the lost love that you pine away for many years. And even in old age, you're still thinking about sometimes. These connections are that poignant many times.
Now, Zeth's wife is June of 1976, and he is January 1980.
Okay, well, January is going to be a little cuspy in 80, so he's probably in the previous year, 79. He's probably a 79 goat. And what was her birthday?
June of 76.
76. Now, that's a dragon. That's a fire dragon. Oh, my. Okay. all right. Be diplomatic, Shelley.
you don't have to.
Okay. Well, I know who basically makes the decisions and is in charge of the relationship. It's generally the dragon female, the fire dragon, and the goat male generally is along for the ride. They are a lot more easygoing. The dragon is a lot more ambitious. And sometimes it can be a difficult relationship because the dragon has very, very high demands for the goat. And the goat is the easygoing, take it as it comes, unstructured, unpunctual, yet extremely creative and artistic and brilliant in their own creativity way. So that's an interesting combination. However, it can work. When the roles are defined and are accepted by both parties, it works.
Excellent. And with that, I would like
now,
to
have
thank
horribly
you.
Offended?
That was really, it's, they seem to be working just fine, so.
Good.
Spot on. He says it's right on, so.
Good.
So that, with that, it is time to thank you very much for being on. You are always welcome on this show. You're awesome.
Thank you, Jen.
We are sisters in so many ways. And someday I would like to meet you face-to-face. But please check out Shelley's website. It is ChineseAstrology.com. She does readings and consultations. There's more information on the website. She has wonderful books also. Please check them out. And this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspiration. Until next time, many blessings and good night.